good that we've got a real decent representation here. I thank each one of you for being here. I think we'll get a lot out of this. Remember, we are a family. Remember, we love each other. And the object of this is for us to plan to gather and know what's going on. And it's something that we haven't done the best job of in a lot of cases, but we intend to get better, and we want to get better. And what we're going to do today, one of the places that we have fallen down a bit is letting you know the different ministries that we've got going on, who's in charge of those ministries. So we're going to be introducing those people, and we will have a list of the ministry leaders on the back so that people will know who they are and who to go to. If you've got something that you intend to do or want to do or whatever. So we want you to know who those people are. And the elder that's in charge of that area is going to be introducing those people as they fall under their area of leaderships. And after the... all of the ministry leaders have been introduced, we're going to have Russ come up, and he's going to tell you about our plans for this fall. And we've got some really exciting things coming up for this fall and beyond. And but he's going to talk about the things for this fall. And then Jerry is going to introduce Joe, and he's going to tell us about the Good Sam Drive. And David then is going to get up and kind of finish our other plans and some miscellaneous topics there. And then Peter's going to get up and just kind of head the question and answer period that we usually have. And Joel's going to close us out with a prayer. So if you would bow with me right now, and let's ask God's blessings on us. Father, we intend to be your people. We want to be your people. We ask your help in helping us to remember that's what we are. Help us to remember who paid the price for our souls. Help us to remember that we are in love with you, that we are in love with each other, and that we want every possible soul to be saved that can be saved, Father. We want to be with you in heaven. We want to be with each other in heaven. And the thousands, the multitudes, the millions besides these that we know, that we look forward to seeing with you and with us. And Father, it's just so exciting to think about being home with you. Thank you so much for loving us. Thank you so much for your Son. Bless us, Father, in our work here and in our lives. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Jerry, first up.
Thank you, Morris. I don't know that I really don't feel like I'm in charge of these people because they're very, very capable people, and we've asked them to do some work. And so whenever you ask somebody to do it, then your job becomes more of support and how can I help you, and just kind of keep informed and then be a liaison back to the eldership. And so, fortunately, I have some really good people that I work with, and Doyle McConnell does finances and administration and works with Kathy in the office. So I've asked Doyle just to kind of briefly talk a little bit about what he does. He's going to stand right there because his knee's gone out on him. I get the older group, and we're falling apart. Can you make it up, Doyle?
I'm up.
Good deal. Okay.
Jerry sort of threw this on me here right quick, but we've been doing it for a long time, so I guess maybe I ought to know what we're doing. The thing I do is support Kathy in what she does. She writes all of the checks and payroll and fills out, and Kathy's not here, is she? And she fills out all the taxes to the IRS and to Medicare and Medicaid and all those people, and does the bulletin and all that. But what I do is we collect the money from the counters, and then we take it home and count it, put it on a deposit slip, and take it to the bank, and I refer that back to Kathy, and she enters it in her Quicken. Now, I try to make a little report every month. If you're interested in the finances, if you have an email, I'd be glad to send you any kind of information you want. If you don't have an email, if you just let me know, we'll print it out and get it to you. We try to keep everything above board. We have two people that signs the checks to make sure that everything stays above board there. And right now we're doing very well. We have actually three accounts. One is our general fund that we operate out of. We have a maintenance fund where we've been putting back, we did for a while, $5,000 a year into that account, and so that when we need a new roof or a new air conditioner or something like that, we'd have a little bit to operate out of there. Fortunately, Marty found a fellow on this last go-around where our roof got blown off. That company replaced our roof for what the insurance company paid them, and then gave us a $1,000 donation to the congregation here. So had we had to pay for that bill, it was somewhere around $45,000. So we come out real good on that. I don't know. There's a lot of things I do, but I don't know anything else that would fit in. Oh, yeah, I do keep the attendance records and the contribution records. So if anybody ever needs to know an average attendance or average contribution or anything like that, I've got that available too. For years and years and years ago.
Thank you, Doyle. Doyle does a great job. And he not only tries to keep things above board, but he does keep things above board. And so we appreciate that. Yes? Do you know the name of the roofing company?
Titan, I believe.
Titan? Okay, I told you we were kind of falling apart. In benevolence, Ray Green has had back trouble, so he's home recuperating from that. Ken woke up this morning, or in the past weekend. He's got diverticulitis, or the start of diverticulitis, so be sure and keep him in your prayers. That's a very, very painful thing. But so let me just kind of briefly tell you what those two do, and they carry a lot of weight. And most of you don't even have a clue of what all they have to go through and what all they do. If there's somebody that calls a church and they need money, either to go out and to have something to eat, to go to the store, if we have people in the congregation that are in financial trouble or need something, we usually direct them either to Ken or to Ray. And they'll sit down with them and talk with them. We try to find out what their needs are. And they just, that's a tough job, because sometimes they just have to say no, because there are so many needs out there. So if anybody would like to work in that area, I'm sure that they would like some additional help. And another reason that we go through those two is that sometimes it's good to know who all is helping them. So we have a central source here at the church. So if you know somebody that needs help, it would be see them, because they may have already helped them. I don't know. So we have a central place, and they're that central location. But they do an outstanding job. Their hearts, I mean, you just have to have the right heart for that Yes. I think there's been times that we've pulled Lee in whenever somebody's been sick, but Lee's been in transportation and he's been there helping a lot of times that you don't even know about. I know he's worked in that area, and we really appreciate Lee. Okay, next is David.
I wanted to mention as well, with regard to benevolence and. One of the things that Kathy ends up doing a lot is as folks come to the building during the day, she does a great job of trying to help see what the needs are and referring them, passing them along to Ray and to Ken. And just in these kind of economic times, there's a lot of needs in the community, a lot of folks in difficulty, and our desire is really threefold in interacting with them. One part is to try and help them in their immediate situation where they're just sometimes in a crisis spot. One is to help them learn how to get beyond the crisis physically in their life. So if there's opportunity to help folks learn how to better manage, we want to try and do that. But the most important thing is to help them be connected with our God. And doing those first two is part of helping them know the love that God's children and his family has along the way. And I want to echo Jerry's comments of appreciating all the folks, seen and unseen, who work towards that end, because it makes a difference. I'll touch on three different areas of ministry that different folks are involved in: the worship service, worship effort overall that Tommy leads, the children's ministry that has the cutest ministry leader, my sweet wife, and technology that Ken works with back there, and he's got the ability to cut me off any time. But on the worship first, I know that many of you have passed along positive comments and appreciation for the nature of worship that we've been blessed with here, especially of late, and appreciate so much Tommy's leading us in song and the lessons that Chris has brought along the way that have just been solid and been good. I appreciate having the notes to help folks like me remember after the fact and keep attention through it. And just, I'm thankful, like so many here, about how blessed we are in that capacity. Know that some of our services of late have gone a little bit longer than some in the past, and we're working to try and address that, trying to not sacrifice or skimp on our time together, but try and work to try and manage our time, whether it's starting a little bit closer to starting time or whether it's ending at a predictable time. But we know that's not the main focus of why we gather together. But it's a side part, and when you've got little kids and other stuff, that can make a difference. So we've been working to address that. But I saw Tommy come in, but he's hiding back there. We'd check in with each of our three ministry leaders. If there are things going on you want to share about help needed or other inputs or thoughts? Thomas? Pass? Only thing Tommy shared last week in ministry leaders meeting was about the online hymnal, paperless hymnal, as one of the possibilities. Our books are good, and we want to use our books have been very beneficial as we look at how to make things last. There are times we'll continue to use those, but there's a possibility of looking at the paperless hymnal to help augment it. Would provide music on the screen along with the words, and it helps to enable folks to be looking up while we're singing. It's a good thing. Ken, technology stuff. So the in terms of just the cost of things we have going on, the heating and cooling for the building out back can run over $1,000 a month at times, if I'm remembering the numbers right. And as such, we'd like to use the money that's contributed as wisely and effectively as we can. So we really appreciate what Ken and Doyle have done in trying to go through all the HVAC systems and work on ones that weren't working well and put in these computerized or remote control thermostats that let us try and better control what temperatures there are. It'll take some getting used to. So if there's an activity that you want to have here at the building that hasn't been coordinated through the office, or it's just best to coordinate through the office. We can work ahead of time and be sure that the building is cooled or heated accordingly. Other note from what Ken's been involved in, you may not know that he's been recording the lessons for some time, the sermons, and they are available if you'd ever want to download one, hear one again, pass it along, or miss a service and want to hear one, you can get a copy from Ken, or they're available. The last two lessons are available on the Forest Mill website, so the www.forestmill.org, and you can go online and get the last two lessons there. And it's just a convenient thing to know about if you're ever interested in that. Oh, Morris reminded me. As folks are likely aware, we've had over the years one or two, a couple at least, of break-ins on the property here. Folks have broken into the office in the past or into the building out back, and you know, we'd prefer to take care of stuff in a way that it doesn't get just destroyed or damaged. When there's need, we want to help, but would prefer to be decent stewards of what we're entrusted with. And towards that end, Ken has bought and put in place a few cameras that will log motion. They'll record motion that occurs inside the facilities from during the time when they're normally unoccupied, late at night to early in the morning, and occasionally has discovered folks here that we had no clue would have been in the building in the middle of the night doing stuff that wasn't quite anticipated. So it's helpful towards that end. But there's no intent to be spying per se. It's more an intent to try and watch and take care of stuff. Anything else on technology kind of arena? Andy was asking, what's the status of the website? The website has been up for a good while, and it's partial. We don't use it as much as it could be used, but it's got the basic information on our location, our meeting times, the shepherds. It's got Chris, information on Chris on it. It's got the last, I said, couple of lessons. It'll have information about Upward or other events like that on it. There's plenty of opportunity if folks would like to use it for additional things. It just takes time to maintain, but it's available for folks. Jordan was asking, is there a calendar on the website? And
it's an older calendar.
Yeah, there's one there and ability, but we need to update. Yeah. And if anybody would like to help in terms of keeping that up, it'd be a welcome opportunity. Miss Linda, children's ministry stuff.
And I know that
teachers are always needed and always welcomed, and we do greatly appreciate those that give of themselves towards that end. Means a lot. Just one last note, and it loops back around to the worship ministry. A couple of folks had brought forward the possibility of having children's church, and so we've gotten a couple of inputs on that. We have, in the past, occasionally tried to do that. But if folks are interested in pursuing that, please let us know or give us some feedback, especially if you'd be willing to step into a leadership role of trying to do that. There's opportunities there, but they're different, just a lot of different considerations. And we wanted to at least make the body know that a couple of folks had expressed interest. We'd like to get a further sense of that before we do some. It would be nominally during Sunday morning worship, like during the sermon time, nominally. But it could be designed to be just whatever needed. And with that, let me pass it to Russell.
My mother-in-law. And Lindsay. She does it just to be mean, though. Three areas I want to talk about real quickly are men's ministry, missions, and Upward. By the way, Upward doesn't have an S on it. Just thought I'd throw that out. It's Upward. And I say Upwards sometimes too, but it's hard not to do that. Men's ministry, in the past we've had men that kind of led that and would organize things for men to do together. You know, we had the motorcycle rides for a long time and different events like that. As far as I know, we don't have a man that is taking a leadership role there right now. So that's just something I want to throw out to you guys is, if that's something that's kind of on your heart that you might like to be a part of, we would like to have someone lead that ministry and organize things for men to get together and pray together and do activities together and talk about things together. So that's just something I want to throw out there. If there's a man that would like to do that, it doesn't have to be a lot of stuff, but, you know, planning an event every now and then or doing things with the men, I think would be a good thing. So be thinking and praying about that if that's something that would fall on your heart to do that. Missions, Dr. Davis is taking over leading our missions over the last several months. Glenn, do you have anything you'd like to share with us?
I'm going to use Dole's excuse. I just found out about this a few minutes ago, so I didn't have anything really really prepared. But on the mission standpoint, we are involved in several activities. There's a bulletin board back here that mentions the activities. Most recently, Daniel Polk was here, and we're very involved with him. There's the one of the young adult classes sort of takes it upon themselves to periodically send extra money toward him for some of his expenses. Daniel mentioned when he was here that the way the economy is, that the dollar doesn't buy as much down there as it did a few years ago, and some of their money they had budgeted just doesn't go as far, and they welcome some additional support, and that is being supplied by the young adults class. We have High and By down in Guatemala. I'm hoping to be able to go to Guatemala next summer. Those plans haven't been formalized, and they don't have the dates, but that's usually in mid-July. We also have the missionary over in Indonesia. We have Brother Kumar over in India. Let's see, who else? We have, Huntsville Inner City Ministry. In the past, some of our college-age folks have gone on some trips to some mission trips, both to some of these places or things unrelated to these specific works. There is money in the budget for that, so if anybody's got a desire to go on a trip, there is money budgeted for that, so just need to let me know about it. So anyway, hopefully I'll have more prepared the next time.
Thank you, Glenn. And if you ever have questions about missions or you know, see Glenn or see myself. But you know, I'm excited that we still have a fairly significant part of our budget that goes towards missions here and all over the world. So I think that's good and something that we need to continue to pray about and be involved in. The other item I wanted to talk about was Upward. Of course, the leadership there, Ken and Marina, play a big part in that. Tommy and Elaine do. Peggy and I do. It's sort of a co-leadership thing. We try to tackle that as a team because it's a big job. But we haven't talked about Upward in several months, but it's getting close to where you're going to start hearing me talk about Upward every now and then again. Our evaluations will be toward the end of October, and that's not very far away. So all you folks that have not been involved, would like to get involved, there are tons of things you can do in Upward. Coaching and reffing and sharing things at halftime and helping clean up and popping popcorn and all of those things are jobs that need to be done, and we've just been blessed with so many folks that get involved, and we just want to continue to make that a ministry here that's an outreach to folks, that we can reach out to our community and show them love. We get tons of opportunities. Hundreds of people come in that door every Saturday during game weeks, and that's just an opportunity for us to love them and to care for them. Ken or Marina or Elaine, is there something else I should cover right now? I know Marina's been in the process of getting our advertising, our brochure together. We will continue to kind of share a brochure with the First Baptist Church, and we'll get that out, and then folks will be able to participate over there or participate over here, whichever works best for them. One new thing, Jordan, I'll get right with you. One new thing that we are going to do this year is we're going to expand it to try to get more kids involved but not add a number of games. And so we're going to have Upward Cheerleading this year. And Upward Cheerleading is a program that's been going for a long time. We've just not participated in that yet. But it will give a lot of young ladies an opportunity to participate. They still come to a practice every week. They still do the devotionals, do the Bible memory verses, the same thing that the basketball players do. It's just going to give us an opportunity to get more kids and more families involved. Courtney is going to help lead that up along with several of our young ladies. Maybe Jordan will be involved in that too. But what is that what you were going to talk about? Okay. We've got several young ladies here that have cheered in the past, so they're going to step up and they'll be able to mentor and teach and reach out to these young ladies that come and be involved. So are there any questions about those three items, Upward or missions or men's ministry? Oh, yeah, the Upward, I'm glad you brought that up. The church budget doesn't really pay for anything in Upward. All of the funds are generated by people that pay their registration, generous donations from individuals, and then our Upward concession stand sales. So all of those things together help pay for Upward. So that's a program that's able to operate without a burden on the budget here. Yeah, the cheerleader, I'm glad you said that. In Upward, you don't have cheerleaders on each team. You have one group of cheerleaders that cheer for the whole game. So it keeps the whole competitive thing out of it. So you don't have them doing ugly cheers at each other, you know. We got more spirit and all that stuff. They'll be doing it together and kind of cheering for both teams. So, you know, it's kind of the upward way of doing things, to not make competition the most important thing. Teamwork and sportsmanship and learning scripture and those things are the most important things. So glad you brought that up. Any other questions?
Well, Glenn mentioned Guatemala next summer.
Can anybody go with you, Glenn, if they want to go to Guatemala? I caught him off guard again. Well, and you know, we've had several folks from here in the past that have gone on those trips. So, you know, I would say just be thinking about that and talk to Glenn about that. And
in the past, it's usually about a 10-day trip, sometime in mid-July. They usually sort of follow the same format each year. You leave on a Thursday, you come back 9 or 10 days later on a Saturday. If anybody's interested, talk to me. I'll start
It's usually in July, so they've probably just finished the trips here recently, but it's a good time to go ahead and be thinking about it before it sneaks up on us. But if you ever get an opportunity to do that, it's a wonderful blessing to be able to go. And
I will throw a comment in. The last couple of years, mid-July, it's been real hot. You go down to Walmart City, and the temperature is 20 degrees cooler. So instead of being 95, it's 75.
I got the worst sunburn I've ever had down there that one year I went. You gotta wear lots of sunscreen. So that's a good question. Let's be thinking about that and working with Glenn. And Leisha from Indianapolis usually kind of gets that ball rolling about the beginning of the year. So as that information starts coming in, we'll try to pass that on. Anything else? No? All right, Joel?
All right. I work with the areas of youth and with greeters, and our ministry leader will be Mike Lewis over the youth group. And the youth group is going to not really change a whole lot as far as the structure. It's going to be the way it's been for several years now. We're going to have core groups. That would be with 7th, 8th grade core group, a 9th and 10th grade core group, and 11th and 12th grade core group. And it's worked very well. We've got several adults that's graciously worked with us over the years in those areas, and it seems to work well with our teens, and we have a lot of things going on. I'll let Mike, if he would like, to address maybe some of the things that are going on, but that basically is not a real change.
Now, I'm just going to try to stay out of their way and not mess anything up, because the core group leaders have worked so hard. And I want to make sure you know who they are, and I got it written down so I wouldn't forget them. The Holtz, the Eskews, the Hibdens, the Eldridges, the Parkers, and the Gregories, right? Those are the folks that have worked with the teens for years, some decades, and they can't graduate out of that group. But those are the folks that have kept the consistency there, and I'm excited about being able to team with them and look at really developing the youth program and help it be as strong as it possibly can be. We're going to have a parent meeting on Wednesday night, the 24th of August, and I'd given out some incorrect information to Lori Holt. We're going to have that meeting from 7 to 8 during class time. That way we can have parents and teens all together. They can kind of experience some of the things we do on Wednesday nights, as well as kind of lay out a plan for the year of what we hope to accomplish. And I just ask you, if you know of service opportunities, we want to give, most teenagers are more than willing to go and to help and to work. As adults, sometimes we don't give them those opportunities. And so if you need your house painted, I can find some people to do it. If you want it done right, I can't help you. But But there are lots of opportunities. You may know of folks that need help this fall with yard work or, you know, just kind of anything that pops up. I'm not sure how much we can do, but I know with a room this size, you're going to know some folks that need help, genuinely need help. And that's what we want to be about. We want to look at serving in the community, you know, within our church family and outside this community even. I just over the years have seen the Bible classes and mission opportunities and the camp type settings are the faith building opportunities that last a lifetime and help build us into the people that we want to be. So that's kind of where we're headed.
Thank you, Mike. We're very fortunate to have someone with Mike's expertise leading up that ministry, and are so thankful for what he's doing. I also want to thank Lanny and Lori a whole lot, because this summer, they've been hosting Sundays on Mondays, which means ice cream party and pool party at their house, and we thank you so much for doing that and opening up your home so graciously. And so that's the youth program in a nutshell. The greeters are headed up by Doug and Diane Vaughn, and they couldn't be here this afternoon, but Doug wanted me to just say that if you're interested in helping with the greeting program, he would love to talk to you, or you can talk to me too. But he's talked to several, I think, and has some help there. But looks forward to getting any and all help in that area as well. So, and same with the youth. We're always, any help is good help, so we're glad to have it all. So I think Morris is next. I'll turn it over to him.
My areas of concern are adult education, transportation, and the seniors. Start off with the adult education. Herd Lowry has agreed to take that position, and he wasn't able to be here this afternoon, but he is the one that's going to be coordinating with all the adult classes and asking your needs and finding out what needs to be done and trying to get a handle on that. So anybody that's teaching or wishes to teach, and I thank those that are, and we do have people that are stepping up to do that. And so he's going to be the one that's coordinating that effort. Lee Vickers is our minister for transportation. Of course, how can you get along without Lee Vickers, you know? What a great guy. He's here today. He's also helped on Wednesdays, Russ and David Eldridge drive, and occasionally somebody else from time to time. I've even driven when there's been an emergency, but he is doing a great job on that. He takes care of the van. Do you have a... Stand up.
Yeah. John McIntosh and Joe Sanford also helping with driving.
And there's some volunteers, other volunteers helping the driving. And Russ Parker and David Eldridge drive Wednesday nights. And we have the bus, and then when the Doyle McConnell drives sometimes too. And so we have... other volunteers, when people need help getting in, you know, to church and all, they drive their own vehicles to go get them. So it's, yeah, John McIntosh. So
thank you, Lee. So he's done a great job there, and he'll certainly continue to do that job. That old van has a mind of its own at times. There are it's one of those that you almost have to once in a while kick to make it work right, and but it's getting the job done. Phyllis and I had been heading up the seniors, and we do need somebody to help us along that line. So if you're interested in being a minister in the senior area, sure need your help there. Pete?
I am in I hesitate to say in charge, but of women's ministry, young adults, and building and grounds. I know I've asked these people if they want to say something. It's pretty much said already, but women's ministry, if you have ideas or you want to do something, you know, that would benefit Savannah or Barbara. Barbara Smith is also their co-leading. Building and grounds, Marty needs help. I mean, there's a lot to do. And, you know, sometimes we have the work days, which get a lot done. But anytime, if you see something needs to be done, don't hesitate. Ask Marty about it, and he'll say, yeah, get right on it. So, you know, we can do a lot ourselves. When you see something that needs to be done, you know, use your own judgment and get to it. Let me see. Young adults, Andy and Cheryl, they have been instrumental in getting their own small group going over a period of time. How long has that been going? About a year. They've been meeting, what, every other Sunday? That's what they hit for. But they've been really instrumental in leading and guiding our young adults, which is very dear to my heart because I have some children in that. And it's really a good program. All these programs need help, and if you're willing, there is a service to be done. So, any questions? Yes, Vanna. Did everybody hear that? There are things ongoing with women's ministry that you know, that there's a need for help for. And if you want to be plugged in, you can be plugged in there. So, see Vanna. Any questions? Yes. That would be a great idea. See, these ideas are what we need and what the ministry leaders need. The young adults... mentoring almost to the teenagers. It's a wonderful idea. So those kind of things. Youth and that kind of thing can be done. Any other thing? Yes. Yes. Marty?
What? Bill? Thank Cheryl West, but she took what minimal amount the insurance company gave us, and she's painted about everything in the whole lots of bots out.
Mm-hmm. That little shed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Needs a door, too. Yeah. Marty's got something on building grounds.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff with buildings and grounds. Get a lot of help around here, too. Ken's done some really great stuff here. The thermostats, there's like 13 of them through the whole buildings here now that he collects data every 15 minutes to know what the temperature is doing, so he knows when to turn these things on and off to keep it cool. Doyle's worked a lot with heat and air. He helps fix a lot of our things, but he works with the other companies to get all this stuff taken care of to keep everybody comfortable. I know in the past we've asked anybody interested in helping with buildings and grounds that... there's a lot of things you can do from once a year to once a month. If anybody wants to help out with something, we've got little things that you can do just very little often or help out. Buildings are old. There's stuff that breaks all the time. Ken, on our website, has got a link there. If you see anything that's broken, you can just click on it. It sends text message or emails to me. So I know what needs to be fixed. That's not really utilized. I don't think anybody really knows it's there. But there's another link up there for something, too. I think to you. Just something. But stuff slowly gets done when we find out it's broken. There's a lot of things that you may not know or somebody doesn't notice for a while. If you notice it, either let me know, go to the website, click on it, let me know what is there. Love to have anybody that would like to get involved with some of this stuff and help. I'm glad Doyle mentioned, actually on this roof thing, we really need to give the credit to where it belongs. It wasn't me. This was a God thing. This guy left his card in the office and called me at home. Doyle was already working with... getting estimates for how much it was going to cost to fix this roof, which was three or four times what the insurance was going to pay, and worked this thing out with this guy where, you know, it didn't cost us a thing. We got Cheryl to come and fix. There was money included in that for fixing the insides of where water leaks and things. And she's done a super job painting. If you haven't been over to the Botts house to see that room, you got to go see that. And just a lot of things. And, you know, she's willing to help out with anything. There's rooms that need to be painted, things need to be fixed. Anything you want to add? We had somebody that was doing pruning out here that if anybody likes to do pruning, there's one of our little things that you can come do once a month or something. But, yeah, and we got things coming up. Bot's house, windows, doors, there's fascia, there's trim. It's all done now?
The windows are done.
Windows are done. Okay, there's still more other stuff going on there that's planned. We have one more big thing that really needs to be done bad, and that's seal this parking lot out here. If anybody has anybody they want to recommend or tell us to stay away from, we'd really like to know about that. And there's a lot of things. We could use any help. I think that was it.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
He told me he didn't have anything to say, but... Anyway, these people do, all these ministry leaders do a great job, but they'll do a better job with all our help. So let's pitch in. Russ.
All right. A couple of things I want to talk about that are coming up this fall that I want you to be aware of. Of course, talked about Upward, and that'll be coming here in the next couple of months. Last week, we started back again our Sunday morning breakfast on the first Sunday of the month. So at 8 o'clock, we intend every first Sunday of the month at 8 o'clock to just get together, have coffee, bring donuts or just something that you'd like to bring with you. We probably had 50 or 60 people, just a great time of fellowship and enjoyed that a lot. So be aware of that and come and join us for that. Small groups. I want to talk about that for just a second. Our plan is to begin small groups again September the 11th. Which is about a month away. The plan is to meet on the 2nd and the 4th Sunday nights of the month. The study will be, and Chris is passing out his teaching plan for his sermons for the upcoming part of the year, the end of the year. The plan will be that when the small groups get together, he's going to create additional notes and additional topics for us to talk about that will go along with what he preached about that morning, so that the whole day can kind of be focused on one thing and we're all kind of focused on the same topic. So Chris is passing out his plan for sermons for the rest of the year. And like I said, he'll be creating study guides for us in small groups. The intent right now is for the shepherds and Chris to lead the small groups. So we would like to start with 7 small groups. And start signing up. If those fill up and we need more, then we will talk to other folks about leading groups. But that's the plan right now, is to have 7 groups that will meet. The shepherds and Chris will be leading those groups. Ivan's group that typically has met here at the building, I talked to Ivan this afternoon, and he said he would like to continue doing that one time a month. So that's going to leave one Sunday a month where there's really not a plan for the church building here. The other 2 Sundays of the month, we'll still meet in the over here in the old auditorium like we've been doing. On that other Sunday, the small groups are going to rotate and take turns meeting here at the building. So there's somebody here at the building all the time, and that group will just lead the service that night. Okay, so my group, every 6 or 7 weeks, will come to the church building on Sunday night and be here to help cover. And then the other small group night, Ivan would still like for his group to meet like they've been doing over at the Botts house. Okay? We will have a sign-up sheet next Sunday, and we'll probably just put that on the boards back up here again, and we'd like to ask folks to go ahead and sign up for the group that they'd like to be in. We're going to try to limit those groups to about 15 people. By that, I mean 15 adults and adult children that will participate. We won't count the small children. So we kind of want 15 people that will be actively involved in the discussion and whatever we're doing that night, whatever the topic is we're talking about. So that's the plan, starting September 11th, 2nd and 4th Sundays. What have I missed? Any questions about that? Small groups, be looking for a sign-up sheet next week. We'll get those up on the boards, and we can start getting signed up for those. Okay? We want everyone to participate in those. I tell you, there are folks here that I know that I probably would not have known had it not been for small groups. I probably wouldn't have known Peter very well, except Peggy and I signed up for a small group that they did a year or two ago, and that was the first opportunity we got to know those guys. It's just we hadn't gotten to know them. So it's just such a good opportunity to fellowship with each other, to reach out to folks and invite them to come be a part of it, and we hope that everyone will be involved in that. Just a couple other things. I mentioned the coffee on the first Sunday, the community Thanksgiving service. We will participate in that again. I don't have any details on that yet. Yeah, probably like what we've done in the past, bring food, have a time together to go over the, you know, and the groups can pretty much decide how they want to do it, but it would be eat together, spend 20 or 30 minutes together discussing the outline, have time to pray together, pray for things within the group, you know, and just, you know, whatever your group is most comfortable with, I think would be good. And then finally, you know, last year during the fall, we had a community holiday meal between Thanksgiving and Christmas, which I think was a huge success, and appreciated Elaine and Peggy and all the folks that got involved in that. We'd like to do that again. I think, you know, it provided a meal for some folks that probably wouldn't have gotten a good meal that week. So let me know if you would like to be involved in that again or if you would like to be involved this time. It's a great outreach and a great way to serve our community. Any questions on any of those things, small groups in particular? Okay.
We, as part of our benevolence, rather than having a pantry here at church and somebody comes in wanting some food, some canned food or some things, we have directed them to Good Sam's. That's Good Samaritan, the way some people know it. And so they are really a real asset for us, and they do a lot of things, and it's another central point where people can go right there and they have an opportunity to pick up food for the for their home. And so we participate. We give them how much a month? 100, 150? A month. In other words, we do financially support them. But there are other needs that they have, particularly during this time. And so Joe and Juliet do participate and work over at the building at Good Sam. And he wanted to talk a little bit about that, show a video. And so, Joe, you want to...
I'll stand over to the side so you can see that. It's a PowerPoint that was made by Faye Jones with Good Samaritan and a bunch of good Christian people that you get to work with. Julia and I volunteer 3 hours every Friday, every other month, and so does Mary and Hewlin Hall that go to this congregation. And I was going to start it off just a little bit different. I was just going to tell you that I've never missed a meal in my life that I know of. In fact, I've probably had a lot of extra meals that I didn't need. In fact, that is the truth. I didn't need them. So I'm going to be getting with Joel on this new program that I got coming in. Okay. I'll try to make it fast. We'll go over these PowerPoints, and I'll just try to make it, you know, with as soon as possible. But this church, as well as a number of other congregations in Manchester, contribute financially to this program. This is not to add this. What this is about is not asking for financial contributions. You can do that if you'd like. This is about a food drive, canned good drive. And let me mention this so I don't forget it. It's been a real blessing to give to help people there at Good Samaritan. We're mostly in the department where we just sack up the groceries and then we carry them out to the people. But one thing about it, on the canned goods, if you bring canned goods, try to make sure that they're not dented or out of date. That's one thing that they don't give out there. So I know we've been guilty a lot of times. We'll go, well, we're going to get up some canned goods and give to someone, and then say, well, I don't think we're ever going to eat that. You know, and you look, and it was dated 2006. You know, so that, we don't need those. Okay. Okay. Good Samaritan, I don't know if I need to just read all that. You've probably already read that, but it says it's formed in 1983. You can go ahead to the next one. It shows how many they fed from the past 2007 through 10, 4 years, 32,000 people. You know, when they come in, sometimes it'll say it's 2 adults and 6 children. Okay, you can go ahead to the next. Every month, about 40% of Good Samaritans or Good Sam's clients choose between paying the utility bills and food. Now, Good Samaritans does not supply them all of their food. It's just a supplemental thing because a lot of them are already on, you know, maybe food stamps or whatever. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. But, okay, which would you choose, you know, for whether to buy your food or medication? So, you know, you got to eat. Next, please. Okay, and this is one that really gets me. 20% of the children in Coffee County go to bed hungry tonight, every night. And, you know, it makes me feel guilty. It makes me feel bad. You know, if I feel hungry, I don't even have to feel hungry. I just got to eat, you know. I just eat. And you think about kids going to bed hungry because there was nothing. So this is an opportunity that we can take advantage of. Next, please. Okay, it's a struggle each month. 50% of the clients decide, okay, we've already gone through that. Next one, please. Okay, it shows the new clients that they've been having each year. So you can see it's on the increase. And in addition to that, you know, people being laid off from work, the way the job situation is. And so also in working at Good Samaritan, we have seen where there was an abundance of food on the shelves to be able to sack up to give out to the people. But now we're noticing that those reserves are dwindling down. And so you're not able to help as much as what you could because there's more people. So what we're going to try to do is to restock the thing. Of course, when you put it in, it comes back out. Put it in. Next, please. Okay, Good Samaritan gives away to 4,200 cans of vegetables each month. Next. Okay, talks about a rocket scientist, whatever. January to June 2011, Good Sam has spent nearly $20,000 just on food. Now that comes out, they get a real good sometimes buy through the internet and Second Harvest food. Sometimes there's tractor trailer loads that comes in, and we're able to give out a lot like that, or they are able to. Next. Okay, 30,000, a little over 30,000 pounds of food donated so far this year. So there is constantly, when we're there, of course it goes on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's located in the back side of where the New Life Church is. They used to be at a different location, but this is on the main highway now. And but there's a lot of people bringing in stuff all the time, and they count it and they keep up with how much has been donated. Okay, next. And this is the type of things that you can bring. I'm going to get with the elders and see where I might be able to put a donation box. And this is the type of things. I'll have one of these on there just as a reminder. And also I've asked that we might could put something in the church bulletin just as a weekly reminder of what you can do to help, the type of foods that you can bring. I don't know if that's it or not. Let's see. Oh, go back to that. Okay, we've got a goal, or they've set a goal, if we can, 1,200 cans from each church. And this is going on for the next couple of months, but we ought to be able to go way beyond that. But, you know, it's a goal. So if everybody can, if they can remember, bring one or two canned goods or go to Save a Lot or whatever and just get you a bag of groceries and just bring them in here, and I'll make sure that they get to Good Sam. That's really all I've got. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Just appreciate the work. Chris is asking about when the collection would start. We'll try this next week to have a collection box set up. And if you don't hear anything else, look for something back in the foyer. But we'll try and get that set up. Yeah, stop by the grocery store on your way home. Just a handful of other short topics to touch on, things that are going on. One is with regard to directories, and it's been a while since we've put together a photo directory. Lanny and Matthew Holt have thankfully offered to help work with taking the photos for that. The rough timetable would be to start taking photos of family members this fall, but extend through the upward season, as we typically will have some new folks come and become part of the body during that. So this fall Thanksgiving time frame, you'll probably hear some announcements and see some sign-ups for getting your picture taken. The intent is to be able to produce a paper copy as well as have a CD like Lanny and Matt have done in the past that works for that have been used for Upward. But sure, appreciate that. If you walk by the front of the building out there on the corner, Chris was one of the ones that noticed it recently. There's the stone that says that I reckon first meeting here in 1961 in December time frame. So a 50th anniversary is coming up, and we'd like to do something special on or around that date and solicit folks that would be interested in participating and helping with a 50th anniversary kind of celebration of the body here to work on that. Let us know if you'd be interested in helping with it. This fall and next spring, we anticipate working into a visitation program that's more systematic and helps to reach out to folks in the community. Chris has been involved in that kind of activity before and has got some real good ideas on a program that he's referred to as Monday Night for the Master. Our intent is to begin at a low level this fall, and after Upward finishes up in February, 1st of March, launch into it in a bigger way. But starting this fall, we expect to have a little bit more systematic follow-up on folks that come and visit. And there are a lot of opportunities to help on that. If you would like to be involved in visitation and helping to reach out, whether it's sending cards, going and actually visiting, or a number of different opportunities to make calls and follow up.
Just 2 hours, one day, one night a week.
2 hours, one night a week or so, but we'll start towards the fall. And that's pretty much all the odds and ends that I think I had to cover. With that, we'll... Backpack program is a program for helping students who don't have enough to eat. And Craig Sadler has been helping to coordinate that. It's been going on. It's gone on here and in other areas in Coffee County. But if you can help, it's a good thing to help the folks who wouldn't normally have enough to eat at home. Good program. We'll transition to a kind of general question and answer, and Peter will kind of walk us through, but we're all available.
Are there any questions? I don't know about answers, but I assume you have questions.
Well, we have regular Sunday.
Fifth Sunday is when we usually do that, and I think that will be open. Yeah. And we did say that the other nights are, we're going to continue so far the Book of John, yeah, on Sunday night. Yes? Okay. So money donations rather than actual products for the backpack program. And I guess they would... Get. Drop them. Okay. So what was said was that there'll be a container at the back of church somewhere that is labeled for the backpack program, and we can drop money there to help support that program, which is a good program. I just like kids go hungry. Yes. Yeah. Wednesday night would be fine. I think that's not a bad idea. Did everybody hear that suggestion? Wednesday night when we come through over here to class or to eat the Wednesday meal, have something there set up for the backpack program or for the Good Samaritan. All I think that's good. We can move it back over here Sunday, but, you know, that's very good. Yeah. I think we can work on that. That shouldn't be a problem at all. Yes. We could just have two. Right, right. Well, that's my brain. I'm sorry. Okay. Anybody else? Any other questions? Well, thank you. Well, we all just want to serve. We want to do what's needed, as well as everybody that's sitting in here does, or you wouldn't be here. So, you know, all these ministries that need help, let's step up and really do what we can. If we can give ideas, or we can plug somebody in somewhere with a women's ministry or with you know, young adults or youth or whatever. It's men's ministry. It's all there for us. And, you know, talk to other people that aren't here and tell them what's gone on and what we've talked about. And if they can, if they have an idea or something, step up. That's what it's about. Any other questions? That's a good question. We can each give you our email, I'm sure.
If you catch any one of us, we can send it.
We could publish our emails in the bulletin. That's a good idea. That's never come up before, at least in my mind. But yeah, we can put our emails out there, and that's great. It's a good question. Yes. So if we put our email in the bulletin, which I'm not opposed to at all, and I don't think any of us are, that's we can do that next week even. So phone numbers would be good too. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It needs to go to the body. Kathy oftentimes talks about people that are in hospital or something. You just contact her. She can say.
Did everybody hear? If it's about the body, other than just us, just get a hold of Kathy at the telephone number for the church, and she can email everybody that she has emailed. And if anybody doesn't have their email listed with her, it'd be good just to email her, send her a note, and she'll have your email. So
Monday through Thursday.
She's not there on Friday. So don't open it. Okay, right. Anybody else? Joel?
Of course, we're there on Sunday morning.
Anytime you have something that you want to bring before the elders, we're there every Sunday morning except the first Sunday. And we'll be we'll be over here having the breakfast the first Sunday of the month. So 8 o'clock over at the Bott's house, first Sunday over here. So you can get a hold of us, and we want you to. Yes, Joe? Kathy's the one to call for something like that, and she can screen. She knows whether it's a whole body thing or elders thing, and she'll get a hold of us. Yeah,
he's got a good point.
Yeah, we need to communicate.
When we get the small groups going and something happens, pass it on to the heads of the small groups and let them take care.
Yep. We can pass information through the heads of the small groups too, which is going to work good, and that probably Kathy too. But yes.
One thing that maybe we can consider is there's ways to have like a
Okay. Yeah. In fact, we've all experienced those callings, mostly political calls, but that kind of thing can work for a church in a very positive way. So, yeah, there's something to think about there that I hadn't thought about, but maybe some of these other guys have. If there's nothing else, I think, yes, one more time. And we can continue this. I'm not ready to quit. Go ahead.
I just want to remind the ladies of the movie night. It's Friday night.
Friday night movie night for the ladies.
Time?
Time?
We're going to meet here at 5 and try to leave by 5:15.
That was Friday, right? So meet here at 5. They're going to leave at 5:15, so be here before.
They don't get off work till 5. And right.
Okay. If you can't get here, they're going to wait. Let Elaine know and be sure and get together with them. That's a very good thing.
Nursing home at 2. If folks want to go, and no service tonight.
No service tonight. Nursing home singing is at 2 o'clock. So. Okay, because of the time, the nursing home is now canceled. So. Okay. All right. Yes, Chris.
Real quick about the visitation, we're going to start that on September 12th. It's a Monday, and I've already talked to John and Vanna. They're going to be helping. We're all going to be kind of working together in this thing, but we wanted to invite other people that want to be a part of this. We're going to just take two hours a week and go visit people that have not come to church in a while, people that have visited. We really want to get a hold of, especially the visitors, people that are coming for the first time, and visit their home. And we've got some ideas we want to share, but if you're interested, come talk to John, Van, or myself, and we'll get you hooked up. They'll be starting on September 12th.
One thing I would like to say is my prayers have been answered as far as our minister is concerned. I think he's knocked the ball out of the park every time. I get kind of emotional about that because I have prayed, and I know these men have prayed, for someone to come and really fill the shoes that need to be filled up front. And we thank you. Thank you. Joel's going to close us out with prayer.
Thank you, Peter. Would you please pray with me?